Today on Firebrain AI's Daily Ember, we'll cover all the latest in the world of AI, including AI-powered kamikaze drones for military use, Meta's vision for world models in AI, big tech turning to nuclear power for AI, and NVIDIA's AI model outperforming GPT-4. But before we get started, if you want to learn more about how to practically integrate AI into your business and daily life, join our free school community in the description below. Let's get to today's headlines. It's AI that sets your brain on fire. Brain AI. Fire. Brain AI. Welcome to today's episode of The Daily Ember, your AI-powered source for the latest in artificial intelligence news. I'm your host, Joe, and today we're diving into a world where AI is redefining warfare, reshaping our understanding of intelligence, and even powering our digital lives. So buckle up, because we're about to ignite your curiosity with some scorching hot AI news. Let's start with a bang, or should I say a boom. Anduril, a company co-founded by Palmer Luckey of Oculus Rift fame, is revolutionizing military technology with their new AI-powered kamikaze drones called Bolt M. These drones are designed for the U.S. Marines as part of their Organic Precision Fires Light program. With a range of 12.5 miles and over 40 minutes of flight time, these drones are set to change the face of modern warfare dramatically. Now, I know what you're thinking. AI-powered weapons, that's an ethical minefield if I've ever seen one. And you're absolutely right. While these drones could potentially reduce human casualties through more precise operations, they also raise serious moral questions. In my view, we're accelerating ethical dilemmas faster than we can resolve them. We urgently need robust international regulations and binding agreements to prevent uncontrolled proliferation. It's crucial that we mandate human oversight for lethal decisions. After all, we don't want Skynet deciding who lives or dies, do we? Moving on to less explosive but equally mind-blowing news, Yann LeCun, the AI maestro at Meta, believes that the key to achieving human-level AI lies in something called world models. LeCun thinks it'll take about a decade to crack this nut, which in tech years is practically an eternity. Let me put this in perspective for you. Current AI models are like savants who can recite entire books but trip over their own shoelaces. World models, on the other hand, would be more like enlightened philosophers who not only tie their shoes but ponder the cosmic significance of knots. They'd graduate from word soup chefs to reality sommeliers, finally grasping why humans find banana peels both delicious and dangerously slippery. It's a quantum leap in AI understanding, folks. Now, all this AI advancement requires a lot of juice, and I'm not talking about your morning OJ. Tech giants like Amazon and Google are looking to nuclear power to meet the massive energy demands of their AI operations. It's as if they're building their own miniature suns to power the future of computing. But here's the kicker. If AI had to go on an energy diet, what would be the digital equivalent of cutting carbs? Well, we'd probably see intermittent training fasts where models learn to be less power hungry. We might ditch energy-guzzling deep learning for lean, mean, symbolic AI. It's time for a computational keto diet, high efficiency, low watts. Switching gears, let's talk about a story that's causing quite a stir in the educational world. Parents in Massachusetts are suing a school for punishing their child over AI-assisted work. It's the modern version of "the dog ate my homework," except now it's "the AI did my homework." This case highlights the growing pains of integrating AI into education. If I were a school principal dealing with this AI conundrum, I'd implement an AI co-pilot license program. Students would earn certifications for ethical AI use, unlocking graduated access to AI tools. We'd introduce AI-augmented assignments alongside traditional work, fostering critical thinking about AI integration. The policy would emphasize transparency, no secret AI sidekicks. It's about teaching responsible AI piloting, not banning the technology outright. In the world of AI models, NVIDIA is making waves with their latest creation, reportedly outperforming the mighty GPT-4. But let's not get too excited just yet. In my experience, these benchmark topping models rarely translate to real-world superiority. Most AI titan clashes fizzle into marketing hype with minimal practical differences. The real battle isn't model versus model, but in making AI truly useful and accessible beyond controlled tests. Lastly, let's talk about a darker side of AI, deepfake romance scams. Criminals across Asia have used this technology to swindle over $46 million from unsuspecting victims. It's as if Catfish met Blade Runner, and the result is as unsettling as it is technologically impressive. Here's a practical tip to avoid falling victim to these scams. Trust your gut, not the pixels. If an online romance seems too perfect, it probably is. Video call early and often, but watch for telltale deepfake signs like unnatural eye movement or lighting inconsistencies. Remember, real love takes time. AI-generated infatuation happens suspiciously fast. When in doubt, challenge them with spontaneous, culturally specific questions a script couldn't anticipate. As we wrap up today's episode, it's clear that AI is reshaping our world in ways both exciting and challenging. From battlefield drones to deepfake scams, from nuclear-powered data centers to AI-assisted homework, the landscape of artificial intelligence is evolving at a breakneck pace. But here's something I want you to ponder. In the next 5 years, I believe AI will have its most profound impact on education. We're talking about a complete revolution in learning, with personalized AI tutors dramatically accelerating knowledge acquisition. This shift will ripple through society, transforming workforce development and potentially widening socioeconomic gaps based on AI access. It's a double-edged sword that we need to wield carefully. So, what do you think about these developments? Are you excited about the potential of world models or concerned about the ethical implications of more human-like AI? How do you think we should balance the energy needs of AI with environmental concerns? Here's a challenge for you. Try using an AI writing assistant for a day. Notice how it changes your workflow and share your experiences in our Firebrain AI community. Let's learn from each other as we navigate this brave new world. As we continue on this AI journey, it's crucial that we remain engaged, informed, and critical. The decisions we make today about AI will shape the world of tomorrow. So stay curious, stay informed, and keep that spark of interest in AI burning bright. Until next time, this is Joe signing off from the Daily Ember. Remember, in the world of AI, the future is always just an algorithm away. Keep questioning, keep learning, and keep pushing the boundaries of what's possible. The ember of AI innovation is burning brighter than ever, and together we'll fan those flames into the fire of progress. See you next time. That's going to do it for us today, Firebrains. Don't forget to join our free Firebrain AI school community to stay on top of all the latest AI trends and to learn more about how you can practically implement AI and automation into your business and personal life. You can find the community in the description below. Thanks for listening. It's AI that sets your brain on.